Vayter in Shas for Menachos Daf. Mem test. Beginning at the top of the page, for top line, last word. Being that today is my aunt's yard site, that is Hendel Bas Gershom Berach. If you hang out at the end, I'm going to say Bez Hashem, if I remember, it's Vartar Lilu Nishmasa. Says, because I heard once, to just add on to say Lilu Nishmasa, when I'm doing this anyway, is not really necessarily an Eloi. It has to be something specific that you're doing outside of what you normally do. Here we go. Which that itself, I guess, is Vartar to say that. Tani Rabba, or Nisham Shavliya. Tani Rabba, Barbechanel, Kamid Rav. Kivse Atzeres, Sheshachton Lashum Elam. Let's say the Kvasim for Shavuos were Shechted for the sake of the rams. That is, he made a mistake of these Kvasim, these lambs, which are less than a year old, for rams, which are more than a year old. And he said, I'm Shechting these animals for the sake of rams. Ksherim, they are going to be Kasher. Faskenating. Faskenating, Rashi says, Lashum Elam, the Amar. Harini Shavliya, Lashum Elam. They're good. Velo alu labaylam shibuchovah, but you're not yotzei yechov. Rashi says labaylam means a tibur here. So if they had a shlom they have to get, they have to do another one. Now amar le'rav alu ve'alu. They totally count and they fulfill their chiyuv. In other words, he says that they really are totally good. Amar of chista says of chista mistabra milse derav. It makes sense that what he's saying is because. Where the one who's shechting thought there are rams and he shechted them for the sake of kvasim. In that case, it makes us say, okay, they're going to count towards the chiv of the tzibar. Shari kvasim l'shum kvasim nishchetu, because lambs are shechted for the sake of lambs. But if you thought there were actually rams and he shechted them for the sake of rams, then he didn't have in mind at all, Lishma, lo, then we're not going to say that they count towards the chiyuv of the tzibor. Why is that? Because akira betos havi akira. When you uproot something, but you did a mistake, it's still considered uprooting. Rashi says, ki gon hai, di hava yada, the kvasim, and if you knew the kvasim, hava shachat l'shem kvasim, you've done it for the sake of kvasim. So they're actually considered like they were not for the Lishma. They don't count in order for the chiyuv. V'rabba, Rabba says, akir betos lavi akir. It says, no, if you okir betos by mistake, not considered uprooting. And therefore, he says that even in a case where he thought that they were rams and he did it for the sake of rams, they're going to count for this chiyuv, for the chiyuv. It's going to work for the chiyuv. It's going to be good. Amar Rabba, Rabba says, "Umasvin in a shmeitin," but we could challenge our teaching from the following mishnah in Gittin. A kohanim shepiglu b'mikdash. Let's say you have a kohen who did something piggle. He had in mind he's doing outside of its man. Mezidin chayavim. Something amazing. The chayav. I should l'shalom l'baylon to make carbon. Hashogeg p'turim. But if he did it b'shogeg, then they're going to be potter. Fascinating. V'taniela. We have a brisa about that mishnah. It says pigulan piggle. The piggle. If you have intent for the piggle, it is piggle, and it's going to be puzzle even when they did it b'shogeg. Rashi says a shogeg in ve'ein tzarich lomer de mezidin hechidami. Now, what exactly is the case of the coin in mind for piggle b'shogeg? He limited the other the chatas. He knew that it was a chatas v'komechashiv ba l'shum shlamim. While doing the vodi, he had in mind that it should be for eaten for the sake of shlamim. Which is eaten for 2 days and a night, then I'll say, but hi, shogikin, that's shogik mizidin havu. Any kohen who does this is doing b'mezid, el alav, the kasavar shlamimu. Unless we were talking about the case where the kohen thought it was a shlamim, k'mechashiv ba l'shum shlamim, and he had a mind that it should be eaten for the sake of a shlamim, which is 2 days and a night, but since it's actually a chatas, ends up being that it's lo lishma. I'm sorry, it's b'shogeg for piggle. For katani begilim piggle, we say it's still piggle. Alma akira b'tos have akira. You see clearly that if akira b'tos is considered an akira. Really, he knew it was a chatas. For kalachashiv ba l'shem shlamim, he thought he did it for the mind for shlamim, 2 days and a night. But omer mutter, in this case we thought that nah, it's mutter for me to do it. Therefore, it's considered like a shogeg and it's pater from paying for this carbon that he ran, but if the coin mistakenly had a mind to eat a chatas in the time frame of a shlamin, that can make it piggle. Because uprooting, because betos, akira betos is not considered akira. Masa Rebizera. Shimon Omer, Kol Menachos Shenikmetsu Shelo Lishman Ksheres. Any kmitza you do, not Lishman, is kosher. Va'alu Lebailim, the Shemachova, and not only that, but it works for the Bailim, for the Chov, whatever the Chov was. Shena Menachos Domos Lizvachim, because Menachos are not compared to Zvachim, animal sacrifice. Shakom is Machavas Lishon Macheshas. Let's say somebody did kmitza on a Machavas for the sake of Macheshas. Maaseha. This takes us way back to the beginning of Masechta, right? Because it's two different ways that you make these type of machavas and macheshes are not the same type of process. The way that a machavas is, it's fried in a flat griddle, right? It's very shallow and the oil spreads and it burns off and you have these hard loaves. Macheshes is like a deep fry. The fire doesn't burn off the oil, and you end up with the loaves are soft and spongy, delicious. So the ma'aseh b'chirach she machavas chareva l'shem blula. Also, according, let's say he does kmitza on a dry mincha for the sake of a mincha mixed with oil. Again, ma'aseh mochichan ola she chareva. It's very clear what you're doing over here that it's end up being. It's clearly doing it for a dry mincha. Aval mizvachen enokain. Shechitas is gone. It's a shechita for all of them. Kabbalah is gone. Zrikach is gone. All looks the same. Therefore, there's nothing in the makeup, the thing itself, to disprove the wrong intention. Therefore, although the animal offering, the vote is not done, lishma, is going to be no good for some level, a mincha is going to be completely good because your ma'isim are showing us our mochiach. Hey Chidami, what's the case of doing kmitza on a machavas for the sake of a machashas? Then ki maaseh mochichan mayhavi. Even if its makeup is showing that's a machavas, how does that help? He's on purpose uprooting. He's uprooting this designation. Ela lav dekasaver machashasi. Rather, it must be, we're dealing with the case where the coin thinks that it's a mecheshes, for kakamitz la l'sho mecheshes. And he's doing the kmitza for the sake of mecheshes, for tov, but he makes a mistake because really it's a machavas. So it uproots this thing by mistake. The hachahu d'maisea v'chichalea. Now, specifically here, where the carbon makes up, where the offering makeup is showing, is demonstrating that it's really a machavas. The Shimon over there, that's what he's going to say. He's not going to care about the wrong intent, and he's going to say that it counts towards the fulfillment of the chiv of the owner. Haba alma, but we're going to learn from here that generally speaking, that what would he say? Generally say that akira b'taos havikira. Generally, it is an akira. Ooh, that's it's not going to count toward the val. Got ourselves a bit of a problem over here, don't we? It goes against Rabbi that says that a Akira Batos is not considered Akira, and here you're going to see clearly it is an Akira. Omer le Abaye, liolam the other machavas, he really knew is a machavas. We call Kamisal Shum Macheshes. He's done a dafka for Macheshes. We call Omer at Kimaisa Machichan Alea, my Hava, what do we care? He's on purpose, he uprooted it. And the Gemara, Rabbi the Tame, Domer Rabba, Macheshavas, Lo Minkra, Pasal Rachmana. But a machshava de minkra lo pasar achmana. So machshava de lo minkra pasar achmana. Machshava de minkra lo pasar achmana. Since the verse is assuming second the case in which the coin on purpose uprooted the offer, uprooted it. The designation of the verse has nothing. No sheiches. The rabbi's teaching of uprooting the carbon in error is not classified as uprooting. Okay, zok the next heliga 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 mishnah hatmidin ein ma'akfin es musafin. The carbon tamid are not going to have any shaykhis to that of the musaf. Rashi's mefarish b'gemara. V'lo musaf ma'akfin es hatmidin, and they're not going to ma'akfin themselves, right? Because every day, if two olas were brought in the Beis Hamikdash, one in the morning, one in the afternoon, that was the tamid. And Shabbos was chodesh. They also brought what do you call it? Musafim. So, atvinu ma'akvin zimusaf and ma'akvin zimusaf atvinu v'lo musaf ma'akvin zed zed. And also, each carbon musaf is akvin ma'akiv one to the next of it. Lo hikrav keves ba'boker, if they didn't bring a carbon tub in the morning, akvin ben abayim, you still do it in the afternoon. Remember, b'shem and emasai, when is it said? B'zman shayu anusin or shogin, in the case it was anus or shogin, or the, you know, they couldn't do it, or it was by accident. Aval ema yom ezidin, lo hikrav keves ba'boker, if they didn't do it in the morning on purpose, lo hikrav ben abayim, then they're allowed to do it in the afternoon. Also, that's a kenas. Log through katoris vavokar. They didn't do the katoris in the morning. Gaktiri ben arbaim. They do it in the afternoon. That was also done in the morning and the afternoon. Rabbi Shimon vekula and haisa kraven ben arbaim, and the entire mana would be brought in the afternoon. Like if you didn't do it in the morning, that's what you do is a certain amount every time, and you split it. She'ein mechanchin as mizbach hazav ela b'katoris hasamim. Because the Mizbeach HaZahav is not inaugurated with anything other than the mana of this incense. B'lo Mizbeach HaOla Ela B'tamid Shel Shachar. And the Ola is, the Mizbeach HaOla is inaugurated with only the Tamid of the morning. V'lo Mizbeach HaShulchan Ela B'lechem HaParam HaShabbos. The Shulchan is not inaugurated except for the Lechem HaParam HaShabbos. V'lo Es HaMenorah Ela B'Shemen HaSabin HaBayim. And the menorah also is not inaugurated with anything other than the seven lamps that the king kindled in the afternoon. Says the Gemara. Unless they have a tzibur, they don't have enough animals to be able to do tamid and the musaf. Ezbeim korma comes first. What's the case? Elam tamidim diyomei musaf and diyomei. If you're talking about the tamid are of the day and the musaf of that day. So of course the tamid is going to be more. Because they're more tadir and they're holier. Yeah, Rashi says tadir b'chol yom umakudash shehayom. Oh, hold on, where'd this go? Yo, sorry, my recording went a little wacky over there. Tadeh b'choyom mekudosh shayom yom tov hu de'i lav yom tov leka musaf musafim lahavi ela mekudosh. Okay. So that's more frequent. And, hang on. Yeah, it's also kadosh. Because it takes on that extra holiness over there. If they're going to Tamid Tvar Musaf for today, Tamidim Adifa, the Tamid is going to be better, Shekain Tadir, because it's Tadir. Dilma Musaf and Adifa, Tavil Mukudas, because they're holy right now and the other ones aren't. Amarle, Tinisua. We already learned this in the Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, I'm a Tamidim Akimus Musafim and Musafim. Musafim and Musafim and Musafim. Musafim and Musafim and Musafim. Musafim and Akimus and Tamidim. If you want to say they have enough for both Tamid and Musaf, Veliktam, and the question is just a question of which one goes first. But Tamid and Abaisa, right, Veliktam, and the Mishnah is simply paskening. It's mutter to give precedence to either one of them. That can't be. But Tamid and Abaisa, Menayin Shaloi, Yei Dover, Kodim, Latamid, Shashach, and nothing goes before the Tamid. Tamid Lomer, Va'urcha Leah, Ha'ola, and he shall arrange the Ola upon the Mizbeach. Va'amarava, Ha'ola, Ola Bishona. Right, the thing with the carbon tumid. So the morning tumid is that's pretty precedence for everything. So clearly the Mishnah can't be talking about whether there's enough, cannot mean that where there's enough animals for both tumid and musaf, for both of them, the musaf can go before the tumid. Beep, turn the page. Mem Tesavimis. Elapshita the Lesai. Rather, it must be. There's cases where they don't have enough for both the tumid and the musaf, but he has to choose which one of them. The Mishnah is going to say rules that the available animals can be used for either one of them. V'i de yomei. Now, if the Mishnah is discussing a case with both the Tamid and the Musaf for offerings on that day, amai, then why does the Mishnah give these karbanos equal status? Tadir mukudosh, tadir adif. Right, tadir is going to take precedence. El alav del machar. Then, if I must be talking about the kid, the Mishnah is a case where the Tamid is for tomorrow and the Musaf to today. For katani, it's still tzei makiv and tzei. It's not makiv one to the other. Almas, what do we see where there's enough only for today's Musaf, for tomorrow's Tamid, then they take equal status, and neither one has precedence over the other. Now, Amalei Abaye, Li'olam de'Isla. Really, the Mishnah's case is where they do have enough animals for both. to lick them. And the Mishnah is discussing whether it's permissible to give precedence to one over the other, because this is the Mishnah's case. It can't come to answer Bar Avin's question. And when you ask that, the Mishnah then contradicts the rule that says Shalihi Davar Kodem Mitzvah Amo. That's just a Mitzvah Amo, but not really going to be problematic if not. So the Mishnah is not going to contradict the din that gives precedence to the Tamid. Toshima, let's bring a raya from the following Mishnah. Ein Poksin Mishisha Tulayim Hamuvukarim Belishkas Tulayim. We have no fewer than six checked lambs in the chamber of lambs. K'deila Shabbos, L'shnei Yomim Tovim, Shosh Hashanah. For Shabbos and 2 young days of Shosh Hashanah. They come one after the next. We have to have this stuff ready. Hichidamina, what exactly are we talking about? Elohim, the East Lake, Timinu Musafim. You want to say that we have Timinu Musafim, Tuvavu, then they should be more than six. Elalav, the less. It must be that we don't have enough lambs for both the Tamid and the Musaf for 3 days, but have only six lambs. But the Mishnah still gives us six lambs for the Tamid of these days. Shemami, not Timinu Madifa. So it come out from here that the Tamid of tomorrow, which are Mutadir, are more Chashiv than the Musaf of today, which are Kaddush. And therefore, that answers up for Rav Chiya bar Avin. Says Gemara, Lo, the Olam de Isli. Really, we're talking about because we have enough for all of them, the 3 days, including the Musaf. Valchi Kama, this is what he means to say. Ein Polchsen, Mishishat Lohim, Vukar, Mishishat Lohim. We don't have less than six examined lambs standing ready in the chamber of lambs. Arba Yom Kodim Shchita, meaning it has to be, they were checked 4 days before the Shchita. This 4 day period, it's for the Tamid only, but not for the Musaf. Therefore, only six are needed. Umani, and who is it going like? Ben Bagbag. The Tanya was in a Baisa. And Bagbag over me. Nine, the Tamid Chitan, Bikar, Abba, Yamim, Kodashi, the Hadi, or that's necessary. Tam Lona, Pasuk says, Tishmeru, Lakrivli, Bemoada, Lala, no man, it says, Vahaya, Lacham, Lashmer, Sad, Arba, Asar Yom. So the fact that it says if they be shomer the mishmer is my lahal shuvir tam bikar abal yom called the mishchita afkan. So to here in the case of the tamid, just like with the kambetz of the tamid, tam bikar abal yomim called the mishchita needs to be checked 4 days before shchita. So what comes out is that the Mishnah is no way it's not favoring a tamid over the musaf, and therefore we didn't answer the question over here. So the Gemara explained that the Mishnah is talking about lambs are examined for 4 days. The Mishnah says that we have to prepare six lambs for use on Rosh Hashanah that falls consecutively with Shabbos. The Gemara questions the Mishnah and says, Amalei Ravina Ravashi, Hanishisha Shiva Havu. These six lambs really should be seven. Da'ika Ditzafra Ditlasa B'Shabsa, because it's also the Talmud on Tuesday morning if Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. If they look for lambs that have went to a 4 day examination, can't start with the day after Rosh Hashanah. Right? Oh, we can't begin until the day after Rosh Hashanah, right? On Tuesday. So therefore, it's necessary to set aside a lamb for that morning's tamid, even before the festival starts. So the Mishnah's minimum shouldn't be six, but it should be seven lambs. Litameich is going, but according to your logic, it's necessary to do a lamb for the morning following Rosh Hashanah. Tamanya, there should really be eight. The Aika, the Pinya, the Mavid Shabbat, because it's also the Tamid on Friday afternoon, if Rosh Hashanah falls after Shabbos. So when a Holokasha, the Labasa, the Akriv come, if the Mishnah is discussing the number of lambs needed after the Friday afternoon Tamid has already been brought. At that point, only seven lambs are going to be needed, six for the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos, and one more following Rosh Hashanah. Beep, turn the page. Mem. And by mem, I mean nun. Amud Aleph. Now, so I'm going to go back to the question that Ravina asked. Mikol Makom Shibavu, there should be at least seven, right? If you're going to prepare properly for the Talmud needs of a Shabbos and a 2 day Rosh Hashanah, then we're not six, but it has to be seven. That's to be ready for 4 days examination. Elatana ba'omakoi. The Tana of the Mishnah is speaking not of the Tzchiv to repair lambs for the Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah, but general requirement to have, ready at all times, you have to have six for the Karban Talmud. Since supplying lambs for a consecutive Shabbos Rosh Hashanah is not the Mishnah's point, there's no reason to say there's got to be seven over here. Umay kedei l'Shabbos u'shnei yamim tovim shor Rosh Hashanah. And one of the Mishnah statements says, enough for Shabbos and two for Rosh Hashanah. If the Mishnah is telling a general thing, why does it have to mention that? Simana be'alma. It's just a simon to help remember that the required amount is six. The economic has to make the inference, the Ketani Kedei L'Shabbos, that it says enough for Shabbos. into Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah. V'lo katani l'shavas l'shnei Yom Tov shel Rosh Hashanah. Shmamina, that it's just being used as an example. Now, just to mention as a quick tvartor for Lilu Nishmas, my aunt, Hendel Bas Gershon Beirach, she said nothing. I don't know why I said she said. I mean, she said many things, but I didn't mean to say that she said. You know, the kids are laughing at me in the bomb shelter. I know, but this is an idea that comes up. No one ever loses out by doing a mitzvah. You'll never lose out by doing a mitzvah. The pasuk says, and specifically you think you lose out is by giving money somewhere. And that's, you know, you can give tzedakah somewhere. Actually, the only money you actually have is the money that you give. Because that money can never be taken away from you. A person can have millions and they could lose millions. But a person who gives millions will always have those millions, even if you have hundreds or just tens or ones. And therefore, make sure that we should be on the giving. We should be giving, make sure that we're giving, and that we see from the word vinasanu in the parasha in the beginning of Kisisa, it says vinasanu. Vinasanu is a palindrome, like mom, pop, and race car, and onomatopoeia if you don't spell it correctly. But it goes backwards and it goes forwards, and that's vinasanu. And when you give, you end up getting back. Never hold back because you think you're going to lose out. And with that, my friends, it should be Eli Nishmas of Hendel Bas Gershon Berg, Shamashav Naliyah, and I wish all y'all a great, great day.